This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Sudanese Air Force called on citizens on Saturday to stay indoors as they conducted a full aerial survey of areas of paramilitary rapid support forces activity. Amid conflicting reports from the two sides, the Army rejected assertions by the paramilitary that they had seized the presidential palace, Army chief's residence, and airports in Khartoum and the northern city of Moroe. The Sudanese Doctors Union told Reuters on Saturday that at least 25 people were killed and 183 others injured in ongoing clashes across the country. It was unclear if all the casualties were civilians. Violence erupted Saturday between Sudan's main paramilitary group and the armed forces in an apparent struggle for control ahead of elections following a military coup. Construction has begun on a barbed wire fence along Finland's 800-mile-long border with Russia, less than 2 weeks after the country joined NATO. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
The Finnish border guards showcased the building of the initial 1.8-mile stretch of the fence to be erected near a crossing point off Imatra. Finland's 832-mile border with Russia is the longest of any European Union member. The main purpose of the 10-foot-high steel fence with a barbed wire extension on top is to prevent illegal immigration from Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's military said Saturday that Bakhmut, the target of Russia's offensive in the east, is experiencing some of its bloodiest fighting to date. A spokesperson for Ukraine's Eastern Military Command said Saturday that battles are taking place in the middle of the city's urban area. The eastern Ukrainian city was once home to 70,000 people. From Washington, this is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was evacuated unhurt Saturday after a suspect threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb at an outdoor speech in western Japan. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
An explosion is heard at a venue where Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was due to make a speech on Saturday. Police detained a suspect who threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb. Witnesses say they saw an object sailing over their heads, heard a loud explosion, and then clouds of smoke. The Prime Minister himself took cover and was evacuated unhurt, according to public broadcaster NHK. Local news outlets say a 24-year-old male from Kawanishi City was arrested in relation to the incident, but police have so far yet to provide more details on the suspect. The incident happened in Saikazaki, a small fishing town 40 miles southwest of Osaka.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. A new report from the National Urban League in the United States finds democracy for black Americans is under attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The civil rights and urban advocacy group cites threats such as extreme views adopted by some local, state, and federal political leaders who try to limit what history can be taught in schools and seek to undermine how black officials perform their jobs. One example, the vote this month by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House to oust two black representatives for violating a legislative rule. The annual State of Black America report documents an increase in recent years in hate crimes, as well as attempts to make voting more difficult. It also cites examples of extremist views being normalized in politics, the military, and law enforcement. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the government's planned judicial overhaul. The mass crowd chanted democracy and shame as they waved Israeli flags, which have become a prominent symbol at the frequent protests, which are now in their 15th consecutive week. After the main event was over and the crowd began dispersing, some tried to reach the Ayalon Highway, where Israeli police had already stationed themselves in an attempt to prevent protesters from reaching it. Scores of prisoners of war, including Saudis, were freed on Saturday as part of a cross-border exchange between a Saudi-led military coalition and Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels, this according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. The flights connecting Saudi Arabia and Houthi-led territory in Yemen were part of a multi-day transfer involving nearly 900 detainees. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.